Well, you're up and at it this morning after being out how late last night?
We got through at 12:30.
Wow.
And by the time I did a few interviews and the normal wrap-up after council meetings, I got home. It was about 1 o'clock this morning.
Wow. So you had a real short night.
You know I did. I prefer longer nights, but the good news is my schedule this afternoon is fairly clear, so I think I may be able to slip in a nap today.
Well, that'll be good.
Yes, it will be. I'm looking forward to that.
Good deal.
Hopefully you have your official City of Lubbock pillow.
No, this would be at the house. There is no way that I would dare take a nap at City Hall. I have given too many people too much grief in that building, and I just believe they might take advantage of that situation.
Yeah, good old shaving cream on the hand crank.
Exactly.
Hand in the warm water.
Yeah,
and that
I don't think I'm going to give them that opportunity.
Well, all right then. So last night, I guess the one of the big topics that you guys covered last night was the Loves Travel Center.
You know, it was. That was one of those topics, and this is where our job gets tough. We have to occasionally balance the needs and the property rights of one property owner versus another. And that's exactly what this case was about, is that, and it's one of those where we had about a 50-50 split. We had a lot of people in opposition, and we had a lot of people that were in favor of it, and all of them lived in the area.
Yeah, and I guess we should say for our listeners, if they are not aware, what that area is.
Out there north of Lubbock on I-27 and Regis Street. And Regis is the street that if you're going up I-27, it's the first exit that you turn right at to go into the airport. Mm-hmm. The proposed, or now not the proposed, where they're going to build the Loves Travel Center is on the southwest corner. And there was some opposition from the neighbors that live immediately south and southwest of that. There was opposition from former Mayor David Miller, who operates the Spirit Ranch just west of that, from Randy Andrews, who is the property owner. And then, like I say, we had a lot of folks that were in favor of it because that area is truly underserved, and they are welcoming Loves. They want the fuel, the bread, the milk, the ability to go down and, you know, buy some convenience items. So. But, long evening.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that surprised me, because former Mayor Miller's not really been in the public spotlight since he left office. But,
correct,
of course, he did speak at yesterday's meeting. And what got me on that is that you're buying interstate. Interstates, you know, in general have, you know, a lot of commercial traffic on the frontage. I mean, that's the way they're designed and everything else. And I was very surprised with his opposition on that, especially as somebody that, you know, served in government. Right. And knowing that, because, I mean, where else are you going to put a truck stop?
Right. You know, it's one of those situations, and I struggled with this one. Travel, yeah.
Excuse me, travel.
And, you know, that really was quite a lot of the discussion. We had we took a lot of time last night to allow people to give us their opinion. We extended the limit on speaking. We put in a special agenda item to let them do it, because a lot of people felt like they wouldn't give enough notice. So we did everything we could to make sure the public had input. You know, Rob, I understand, and I was exactly where you were until a couple of days ago on this issue. The only reason I voted against it is this property was zoned R1. And we had people that in very good faith either purchased homes or built homes very near this in an R1 district, assuming they were surrounded by all R1 zoning.
Which would be residential, by
exactly,
the way.
Exactly, just single-family residential. And then to come in and change it. Now, I agree, the best use would probably be a very nice convenience store or a truck travel center, truck stop. I did see the argument on both sides. It's a tough deal. I will tell you, I want to welcome Loves to Lubbock. I'm glad they're here. I will say this about the opposition. Although they were passionate about the opposition, they were extremely professional. And, you know, just came and spoke their opinions and said, you know, we understand you've got a tough job to do. We'll accept your your vote regardless of what it is, and thank you for your service. And, you know, when people come in and they're opposed to something and they can be that professional, it's appreciated.
Well, and one of the interesting things that did happen at last night's meeting, of course, was a changing of the ordinance where that extra retail portion of Love's was actually defeated.
Yes.
And I thought that was an interesting, dare I say, compromise at the dais, how that occurred, because basically what's going to happen is just the Loves is going to be built at this point and not any additional retail. And I forget, Mayor, were you in favor of that change with the ordinance? Or
you know, I wasn't. If I was going to support the zone change, I think you should have made the zone change for the entire parcel, or at least a certain depth of all of the access road frontage. It was an attempt, I think, on Councilman Hernandez to reach some sort of compromise to give a little bit of cushion to some folks. His statement was he wanted a site plan for that. Well, I happen to disagree with that, but that's why we've got seven of us, and we have to come up with four to have a successful vote.
Right, so it ends up being just the Loves will be built there and correct. Not, and I think on the, basically the graphic, they had shown like a potential McDonald's. Was that right on there?
Some sort of either a restaurant or, you know, that sort of situation.
But that would be inside their building, right?
No.
Or it would be a separate?
This would be a separate piece of property, I think about almost 5 acres, okay. Just west of the where the truck stop's going to be. And what will happen now on that property is they'll have to come back to council with a specific use and another zone change if they decide to do something with it.
770-5790, 770-5790, the Friday edition of Lubbock's First News on Newstalk 790 KFYO. Rob Snyder filling in for Tom Collins today, along with Laura Mack and Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson. We'll go ahead and get the first break of the hour out of the way. Rush Limbaugh will have his morning update, and we'll have weather for you after this. 724, the Friday edition of Lubbock's First News on Newstalk 790 KFYO and KFYO.com. Don't forget, you can also take us to work with you through the Radio Pup app for your Android or Apple device. Just download that in your respective app store or at radiopup.com. We're continuing our discussion with Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson. By the way, Rob Snyder filling in for Tom Collins today. Laura Mack here too. And Mayor, this controversy, if you want to call it this, actually just blew up yesterday out of the blue with a Texas Tech University Chinese faculty group sending you personally a letter complaining about alleged mistreatment and discrimination of Lubbock Power and Light CEO Dr. Gary Zhang. And it surprised me that this issue all of a sudden came up, because in one respect, where were these guys a year ago when all the controversy with Zhang had started up again after the LPNL rate right. increase and everything else? It's very surprising to see that basically this pop up.
What are exactly their allegations?
Well, in the letter, they misquoted me several times, but they're allegating that I have been attempting to get Dr. Zhang terminated based on racial reasons. Compared me to the McCarthy era, went back and even talked about discrimination against Chinese Americans back in the late 1800s.
Did you have anything to do with that?
You know, I don't believe so. I've learned to never say no, because somebody's going to dig something up that in some past life, I don't know, I might have been a railroad master. But the issue really concerned me, because the relationship that the city of Lubbock's been able to build with Texas Tech over the last 2 years, I've been very fortunate to have worked very close with Chancellor Hance on a lot of issues. And this city and Tech have really came together in trying to move in the same direction and not battle each other like we've done in the past in diversions like this. And that's all I think it was. Trying to divert the real issue that we've got. Issues. We got problems at LPNL that we need to solve as a city. So I don't know. I'm concerned about it, but I'm going to put it behind me, or attempt to put it behind me, and move on and try to solve the real issues.
Well, they quoting just the end of one paragraph in the letter they had sent to you, they said, quote, and this again, this is from a Texas Tech University Chinese faculty group. Dr. Zeng has now been victimized twice by racial prejudices while working at LPNL. He was first referred to as a, quote, Chinaman, unquote, at city council meetings back in 2003. You know, bringing up a 10-year-old grievance as well.
Yes.
I have to ask on Dr. Zeng's behalf, has he ever filed a complaint with human resources based on that issue?
You know, he did not. And the gentleman that made that comment happens to be a good friend of Gary Zeng's. He served with Gary. He served on our board for quite a while. And him and Gary were very close. And to my knowledge, are still close friends. So,
this was not a city council member?
No, this was actually a contractor, a hired contractor at the time, an ex-LPNL employee that was a hired contractor that was running LPNL on a temporary basis until the board could figure out who they wanted for a CEO. So there's a lot of history here, most of it that I had nothing to do with. It does bother me that one more time we've got a group based on racial lines making racial allegations.
And you can read the full text of Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson's letter in response to the Texas Tech University Chinese faculty group at KFYO.com. More coming up with Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson after the bottom of the hour news break, including recapping some of the other facets of last night's Lubbock City Council meeting. 57 degrees right now in the Hub City, coming up on 729. 7:38, News Talk 790 KFYO, KFYO.com. Rob Snyder filling in for Tom Collins today. Laura Mack and Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson here as well. And don't forget about Catalina's. We talk about them every day here on the show. Coming up today, their lunch special meatloaf with mashed potatoes, veggies, and salad for $8.50 with drink and dessert included. That today at Catalina's, their lunch special. A great place to go for lunch and dinner.
Absolutely.
Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson joining us for his customary hour on the radio after Lubbock City Council meetings. And Mayor, there was more going on yesterday at the council meeting than just the Love's travel stop. There are some other agenda items that caught the eye of a lot of people in town, including another item on synthetic marijuana. Can you explain what action, if any, was taken last night?
Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson brought forth an amendment to our current ordinance, adding several new compounds in an attempt to stay ahead of the manufacturers of this poison. Every time we have this on the agenda, we have a tremendous amount of people come speak to us.
Including former users of synthetic marijuana.
Exactly, recovering users, parents who have either lost children to this poison or have almost lost children to this poison. So it gets to be a very passionate discussion. I voted against this, as I did the first one, simply not because I approve of this product. We need to get this poison off the shelves. But my concern is the ordinance that we've got won't work. I think it's proven that it hasn't worked. The situation's gotten worse since we've passed it. When you ban these substances, there's so much money in this business that the manufacturers, and most of it's done overseas in China, they use some other compound. They add another chemical to the mix to get around these laws. And every time I believe you add another chemical, we make it more deadly. We're getting more kids, more adults in emergency rooms because of this poison. So I am hopeful, though, that the efforts that Mayor Pro Tem Karen Gibson has been leading. I visited with her yesterday before the council and told her I couldn't support this, and she understood, but she did tell me that her and legal and the police department were very close to coming back to council, hopefully within the next month, with an ordinance that will have some teeth in it that we can enforce and really have some penalties that I hope will incentivize people to get out of this business.
From your discussions with LPD, I mean, are they pretty much at this point full steam ahead on completely getting rid of this, or do they see other legal issues at hand in trying to go after a product that in some ways almost doesn't even exist because it's constantly changing?
You know, they've got there's several issues. One is, you know, you pass the ordinance, how do you enforce it? Then you send your officers out and have them attempt to enforce it. And then you've got to be able to make it stand up in court. So, you know, there's so many factors. And like I say, it's a moving target. They'll mislabel this stuff intentionally. They'll change the compound. So I think they're coming from a different angle. Ms. Gibson could not tell me too much because she has visited with some other council members, and we got to be very careful about violating open meetings law. But she did state that a new ordinance would be coming, that the police chief, the attorneys, everybody involved felt like was one that could be enforced and actually be effective.
Would you support that?
Yes, wholeheartedly. You know, I don't have an issue with trying to get this stuff out of our city. But if we're going to do it, I don't want it to be a feel-good ordinance that makes us feel like we're doing something. I want something that's effective. And when it's violated, we can go after these people.
Are there any precedents being set in other cities on how they're dealing with it?
You know, and that's where we've struggled. Nobody's had any success with this. Mm. It needs to be handled at the federal and state level. It's not. And I don't blame the representatives or anybody. I just don't think they've had not had any success either. This is a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then of course with states like Colorado leaving the way on decriminalization of marijuana, you're almost going in two different directions on the matter.
Speaking of which, I have a story on that this morning. Would you like to hear it? Legalized marijuana has now found its way into the playground commerce of Greeley, Colorado. Fourth graders are being disciplined for selling and trading pot on the playground in Greeley. Really?
I guess they're learning economics.
A boy sold a bag of marijuana to three classmates for $11 on Monday. The 10-year-old had taken the pot from his grandparents. One of the three children purchasing the pot, who was also 10 years old, couldn't pay his portion, so they struck a deal. The next day, that child returned with a marijuana-laced candy bar he had also taken from a grandparent to trade for the pot.
Well, instead of lemonade stand day, they're going to have marijuana stand day in Colorado.
Who are these kids' grandparents?
I don't want to know who they are.
Anyway, yep, it's hit the playground. We all were kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with the legalization of marijuana in Colorado.
It will be an interesting experiment.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of our kids are the victims along the way. But
you know, like I said, the synthetic drug problem is difficult. It's just as difficult as the meth problem we have in Lubbock. It's just as difficult as the heroin problem we have in Lubbock. Passing laws isn't going to solve it.
Right.
We've got to continue talking about it. We've got to educate people. We've got to let people know how dangerous this stuff is. And then if you're an adult, and I'm sorry, this isn't popular.
Right.
But if you're 25 years old, and you're a drug addict, and you want to put this poison in your system, risking the possibility of death, I don't know that there's anything that we as a government can or should do to stop you.
Making it illegal doesn't make it go away.
It doesn't. So we've got to continue talking about it, trying to educate people. I applaud the group that's really working on this. Mm-hmm. They're passionate. Their lives, their families have been effective. I understand that. Probably as good or better than anybody what the dangers of drugs can do to an individual and to families. But we've got to find a better way of handling it than just saying, you know what, it's illegal.
Right.
That we've proven that hadn't worked. Now, I'm not advocating legalizing these drugs.
Sure.
Well, more from a rehabilitation standpoint.
Yes. And an attempt to get people before they start using
prevention
it.
Exactly. Is the key.
Yes.
770-5790, 770-5790. Phone lines are open for our last 15 minutes with Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson. We'll go ahead, take our break here, and be back with more with Mayor Robertson after this. Lubbock's First News continuing on News Talk 790 KFYO 750. Rob Snyder filling in for Tom Collins today. Laura Mack and Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson. Mayor, quickly in this segment, we've got about 2 minutes or so. You wanted to bring up one other point on the synthetic marijuana issue with a local business.
Very quickly, the largest smoke shop in Lubbock, Nothing But Smokes, voluntarily pulled this stuff from their shelves over 6 months ago. And they did it because of all the public outcry, because the owner has children and realized what was happening. You know, it may be that public pressure on these individuals that are selling this stuff may be the best way to get them out. And I salute Nothing But Smokes. I mean, you got to take your hat off to that gentleman.
Right. Because there is a lot of money to be made.
A tremendous amount
stuff.
Of money.
Yeah. One quick question, too, about the lending situation that was going on. That was very
lending.
Quickly. Yeah. Payday lending or predatory.
Yes. Councilman Klein wanted to form another task force to study predatory lending and then make recommendations to the state and then potentially come up with some of the ordinance regulating it in Lubbock. The majority of the council expressed their opinion that they feel like they want to do something to solve that issue, but they didn't feel like it was necessary to form another task force. They would just prefer the attorneys to bring back information. I, for one, am opposed to the city getting involved in that. Lending markets are tough. These folks are lending to people with bad credit or no credit. The default rate is going to be 60-70%. You're taking a tremendous amount of risk to loan money to people with zero credit. And so you're going to have a tremendous return because of your default rate. It's just basic economics. My concern is, where do we stop? Where do we stop as a government trying to protect people? Nobody has ever been forced to walk into a payday lending store and borrow money. And if we shut that down, where are people going to go that have no credit, that have an emergency, and they have to borrow $500, and the bank's not going to touch them? Are we going to drive back to the days that we had in the 60s and 70s and 80s when I was growing up in Lubbock? That we had loan sharks. This business
isn't that what we're talking about? Isn't that basically what some of these businesses are?
It is. But if we drive them out, what have we done? Have we really helped the people we're trying to protect, or have we put them in a worse situation? And is it our job as government officials to protect them from themselves? So it'll be an interesting debate as we go forward. It will be brought back to this council on our next council meeting in the form of recommendations by the city attorneys on possibilities of regulation.
Yeah, I just don't like the fact that they prey on, or not all lending companies do this, but the ones that are considered predatory, prey on the elderly or undereducated, maybe people with mental disabilities. Right. They don't understand how it works, and they take advantage of people like that.
Well, you know, and I'd have to take the other side of the argument, and that's where we're going to have the discussion. I do think we'll be in the minority. I'll probably be by myself on this issue, but I think it's an issue that we have no business as a city getting involved in. I think it's an overreach of our governance. And I think people, we've got to get back in this country to self-responsibility. And every time we make steps like this as governing, I think we're hurt that. So it'll be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
754 on News Talk 790 KFYO. 758 News Talk 790 KFYO, KFYO.com. Rob Snyder filling in for Tom Collins today. Laura Mack, Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson here as we wrap up our visit with the mayor. And Mayor, Councilman Todd Klein also had one other agenda item on the council last night concerning training for city employees and basically creating another city department. What happened with that?
Well, Mr. Klein wanted to create another position for a training coordinator to train all city employees instead of the way we do it now, department heads do the training. I had some issues with it simply because I didn't like the way it got to council. This got to council through staff, through a councilman, and then was put in front of us. The chain of command should have went to the city manager. Should have been a recommendation by the city manager that, hey, in order to do my job running this city, here's what I need from you as a council. I thought it was overreach one more time of city government. City manager is supposed to run this. The council voted against it. It will be brought up in budget session by the city manager, which I think is the appropriate action to do.
You'll be able to listen to a full recap of Lubbock Mayor Glenn Robertson's appearance later today on KFYO.com as we'll podcast this hour of the show. Mayor, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. It's good to see you. Wasn't expecting you here this morning, but it was a pleasant surprise.
Same here.
Go home and take a nap.
I'm going to.
Thanks for coming in.